It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a fetus. Although I don't know if I can say that word anymore. Don't know if I can say the word fetus. We'll get to that. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. No calling in tonight because we have a remote. I am Davin Roseblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix via remote.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Pip.
Rob Apple.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Comedian Rob Apple. I must give him his props.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Can't forget that.
No.
I don't know. Attempted.
No. Comedian Rob Apple. And Joe will be here soon. On the show, Rob and Joe share Santa Helgig stories. Don't you love that time of the year, Pip?
I love this. I've been so looking forward to this all week.
It's nice because we always have comedy Helgig stories. But I think Santa Helgig stories are special slice of hell.
Oh, absolutely.
So
we root for things to go horribly wrong for Joe, and then to have you here on top of it, we're just tickled pink.
This is just a hellish cherry on top to have you here to do the other side of the Santa Hell gigs, Rob.
Well, it's not the other side. It's dueling hell gigs, actually. Who has a more hellish? Now Rob has the advantage because Rob has years of hell Santa Hell gigs. Joe gives us new Santa Hell gigs every year.
Yep.
So Rob has the wealth to draw on.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Is it the end of net neutrality? Facebook is offering Messenger for kids. Comic in the news, and Kevin Hart upsets the internet. How long people want sex to last? The CDC may or may not have a new list of no-no words that we can't say. That's your guys' administration. We'll get to that. Joe has a tag team partner tonight.
Your guys.
You guys are making America great again, not us. And we'll reveal
day by day.
Making it slightly worse. Slightly worse.
I love it.
Do you? You're not going to love that. They're almost passing that tax plan. That's going to fuck you. You're not going to.
I'm saving money.
No, you're not.
My tax bracket goes down by 3%. My small business tax goes down.
And what about your taxes? Oh, you're not a homeowner.
I'm not a homeowner, no.
Yeah, but your tax breaks are temporary.
I'll take it for right now. We'll see what's up. It's better than things going up.
Well, they're going up for a lot of people.
I tell you something. You know, I'm more worried about the property taxes in the state of New Jersey. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, yeah, that's something to be worried about, too.
Trying to get the hell out of New Jersey.
Yeah, well, that's tax plan punished. Now there's a $10,000 write-off, $10,000 write-off, which is up from what they wanted to do, but we used to be able to deduct all of that for our property taxes.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We're going to get fucked.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah, you are. If you have any property, you're screwed. Like, we are less than $10,000 here, but when we move shortly, and we start putting acreage up.
Are you guys going to get property?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really need, like, acres upon acres, but say I get, like, a half acre. New York State is crazy with taxes and property tax. So
yeah, a little bit.
It's going to smart. But we'll see. We'll see. We're not going to talk about the tax plan necessarily tonight. And we'll reveal what scammers and hackers are saying.
I can't wait for this.
But it is a cause of celebration. Pip, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Pip.
It's my birthday. Raise your hands up. It's my birthday. I'm old now. Oh, wait, what?
How old are you?
I'm 53.
Oh, see, you don't look 53.
Thank you.
You look very young. Now, you have the immune system of an 83-year-old, but you look young.
Yes, I do.
So you are sick on your birthday.
Well, I'll put it this way, as delicately as possible. I am no longer actually sick. However, the antibiotics that got me to this place had undesirable repercussions.
Ooh. Such as?
I could definitely have spent all day on the bowl if only I didn't have to go to work.
Wow.
Is anybody else turned on here?
No, nobody else is turned on here. I like a medicine. I like a medicine that makes you shit your virus out.
it's really, really not what I was hoping for my birthday, but here we are.
Well, what we call it is a new start to a weight loss program.
I know. Yeah, let's see how this ends up.
Well, it's going to end up with you dropping some pounds. That's always what happens. It's always what happens.
Yeah, yes, in unfortunate ways.
Diarrhea is a great kickstart to any weight loss program.
And also to complete dehydration and hospitalization.
Well, it can be if you don't treat it right, but it's a good way to start a cleanse. You don't need one of those expensive frou-frou cleanses. You got yourself some nice antibiotics, a toilet, and some reading material. You're good to go.
I know, and I have a new book, so, hey, what's wrong with this?
This is why I give her books. I don't ask for them back.
That's why the reading room is sort of like the end for those books.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of have to assume when you lend a book to somebody that it's going to be in some places you would not want to be with them. You just have to, like, assume that.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be by the toilet. It's gonna be by the bed. It's gonna be everywhere.
It's
crumpled pages. It's gonna be screwed up.
It's the same thing when you borrow somebody when you hold somebody else's phone. You just, especially these smartphones. You are just assuming that they are doing things that you wish you were not present for, but now you are holding this piece of equipment that is very close to naughty things.
And you better not leave it unlocked or leave the camera on.
Why? Are you going to take a picture of your junk?
Well, people can take pictures of whatever the fuck they want to take. Oh, sorry. Whatever the hell they want to take.
You can say fuck at this part of the show.
Oh, thank God. Yeah,
you can
sorry.
Say fuck at this part.
Sorry about that. I don't want to mess up.
Well,
I want to be invited back on David's Den one day.
Yes, it's a career maker. Well, happy birthday, Pip.
Thank you.
Sorry you are having a shitty birthday.
Well, it was in that way, yes. But it was really nice. I got lots of texts from my friends, and I got lots of nice, hugs and tiny little gifts from my coworkers. So it was actually a pretty nice day.
That's nice. I hope they got you toilet paper. That's what I would have gotten you. Some nice two-ply.
Yeah, softer the better at this point.
The gift I liked most from the cleaning lady at work.
Yes. Let's give Pip some Charmin.
Oh, my God. Just a new stomach, please, because I can't take it.
Here's the problem with the extra soft.
A new intestinal lining for my birthday. Yay!
Well, we can arrange that. We'll put one up on a GoFundMe for you.
Thank you.
Here's the problem with extra soft Charmin. It kind of, you know what I'm talking about. Rob's
I
nodding.
Know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, Pip?
It tears apart and leaves flakes all over your ass.
The flakes are not only your ass, all over the place.
Yeah, you get them in your shorts, you get them in your socks, you find them all over.
Yeah, there's actually more cleanup to do after you're done cleaning up with extra soft Charmin. It's a day process.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you wash your hands with like a little bit on it, it's stuck there and it's not going to come off.
It's a ridiculously bad product that they're selling. They don't show the Charmin bears like walking around with that flake stuck to their ass as they try to go on with their business. No, no. They show them a quick wipe. That's not the way Charmin Extra Soft works.
That's not the way any toilet paper
not.
Works.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, there are other toilet paper. Other Charmin products are fine. But the Extra Soft, you get lured in. You're like, you know what? My tush deserves this. My tush deserves to be treated like the king it is. But then you realize that you are committing yourself to another 15, 20 minutes in the bathroom just cleaning up.
Cleaning up after cleaning up. Well, I'll tell you, for females, there's a whole other sordid part of that using the Charmin. You find little bits of toilet paper where none should ever be.
Really? But I thought you're supposed to wipe from front to back to avoid that.
I know, but it's like it gets stuck in there.
Oh.
Never to be seen again until you're showering, and you're like, why is there a wad of toilet paper in the shower? Oh, my God.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah.
That's handy. Just seems absorbing moisture.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's nasty. That should not be up in there. That should not be anywhere stuck to me still.
So we are saying we are against Charmin Extra Soft.
Ban it nationwide.
It's a shame because it's nice. It's a good pillow, just not good for your butt.
No, it does not do what it's intended to do.
Now, would you take Charmin Extra Soft or the stuff they give you in a Motel 6?
Oh, wow. Well, considering my former butt problems, I will go with the extra soft and then figure out how to clean myself.
Yeah, I think so, too.
The sandpaper on a roll that you
get? Yeah, sandpaper on a roll, which a good abrasive for your anus.
You know what, though? In fairness, it's not just Motel 6s. It's also high-end hotels.
It's also high-end hotels?
Yeah, they got cheap out somewhere.
Yeah, well, I understand. I was just using that as the example. The question was, do you want extra soft or do you want a Brillo pad on your ass?
Well, you know what, though? You actually almost, and logically, you almost have the better chance of getting the Charmin extra soft at the Motel 6 because they're more likely to run out and have to go to the store.
Well, I have to go to the store?
No, the Motel 6.
The Motel 6 is not. Listen, they can't even give me a decent continental breakfast. They're not giving me 2-ply Charmin Extra Soft. They're not even giving me full-size soap. I don't know what Motel 6 you're at where they're that concerned about how your tush feels. They ain't leaving any place. If you want to hang out in the back and have some curry, maybe. But yeah, but they're not running out to get you anything. I don't know what. You are living in a fantasy.
I don't know, man. We stayed at some pretty crazy hotels on the road.
They'll just leave you hanging.
Ew. Well, that's a problem, too.
That's all right. The one hotel up in All Sable Forks has cat hair on the toilet paper.
I forgot about that place. Pip, did I ever talk about on the show? We used to have a bit. The hotel I stayed at for Rob, where we didn't stay, where you would have liked it, where you walked in, there was cats everywhere, cat fur everywhere, and it smelled like cat piss. Did I ever tell that story?
No.
Let me see if I can find the jingle for that, and then I will have Rob tell that story.
Oh, that was a fun story.
Because it was his booking. We did not spend the night.
God. No, that was a Carucci booking.
Oh, was it a Carucci?
Yeah.
Here it is. Hotel Horrors. I've not played this bumper in a while. Please hold. I don't even remember what it sounds like. But here we go.
Here's your key, sir. Your room is waiting. Welcome to Hotel Horrors.
Yeah, that one's not that good. All right, refresh my memory how hellish this was.
Well, it was just the stay. The gig itself was not too bad. It was for that fire department up in All Sable
Forks.
The
gig was fine.
The gig was good. It was. Remember, it was 8 hours up for Carucci. We had to drive up there. I came and picked you up, and we had somebody else with us. I know the name if you told me.
He moved to the Midwest.
Oh, did he?
You moved to Colorado, I think.
I like I said, I know the name if you put it in front of me. But I
won't.
Just, yeah, I know. I won't either.
I remember his Facebook avatar.
Yeah, we drove. We drove up there, and we got to this hotel, and it was like one of those motels. It was like a town motel.
Yeah, it was a mom and pop.
Yeah, you know, it was like definitely something out of like a Alfred Hitchcock movie.
A mom and pop that were hoarders and homeless, yeah. And opened up a hotel.
Yeah, they had like, you know, a lot of wood stuff, a lot of wood cabin type feel. So you walk into the room to check in, and like. They had, it's like their storage room was the living room in this lobby. And they say, you got breakfast over here in the morning, and the breakfast is actually pretty good. We kill the pig at night, and then we bring it on. No. But, all right, so there's cats everywhere. Walk in the room. There's a cat on the bench right when you walk in to the left. There's a cat up on the counter. There's a cat, like, walking around the stove.
You're
there's
turning
cats
Pip,
everywhere.
This sounds like heaven to Pip right now.
Oh, Pip, you would have loved it.
That's like the place I'm going to go. Give me the address.
just Google Hotel All Sable Forks, New York, and when your dial-up connection actually connects, you'll be able to. Oh, my God, that place. Yeah, just look that up. You'll find it. You'll
it
find
smelled
it.
Like cat piss.
It really did.
I believe you guys were sharing a room.
Yes, and you had your own room.
But I believe your room was actually, your guys' room was worse than mine.
Yeah, our room was pretty bad. We got to our rooms, and it was like, I noticed it right away because I'm allergic to cats. That's my problem.
Oh, we got cats here. Are you going to be all right?
I'll be fine. No. Here's the thing. You can't really even tell. Other than the scratching post over there, you really can't tell that there's cats here. But, like, you know, like this place, you could tell you walked in, the dander, like, stuck to you from the moment you got in the place. But, like, even getting in the room, I couldn't breathe within 10 minutes, and I was like, yo, I'll drive home. I'll drive home if we can go tonight.
Which meant we couldn't partake in the fire that they had outside.
That's right. They had a big bonfire and a party, and they invited the whole community after the show because apparently this show was the only thing these folks did for entertainment.
Oh my God!
Now, Pip, you are a cat collector. She's a cat collector at this point.
I am.
How would you feel about staying in a hotel as was described?
No, no. That's disgusting. If you can walk in and you can smell it, no, that's really bad.
I remember too, stepping out of the room, getting back in the car to drive to the gig, and Davin's like, oh, so how's your room, guys? And turn around, and that was a bad impression of you. I'm sorry.
Was that your impression of me?
That was a very weak impression.
I didn't even know there are impressions that be floating around.
There's a Davin impression.
let's have a good Davin impression.
Oh, hey, Ron. That's still bad. I can't do it. That's almost like a Bob Gonzo. I can't.
Yeah! That's how bad it was.
Rob Apple, did you come down to my show over in Butler? It's a great show. You're going to love it. And there's no naked girls. No naked girls this time, I promise.
Yeah, I don't think I sound anything like Bob.
No, you don't sound anything like Bob. But no, it's just like, oh, so we're taking the ride up. Oh, that's good. You're driving? Oh, good. I hope you get there alive.
Is that me, Pip? What do you think?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not good.
You suck at this.
I'm good. I have other comics.
You have other unknown comics.
I have plenty. Dude, I want everybody to get famous so I can get famous impersonating all of
them. Well, I'll tell you what. If they're all as on point as your other mind, don't worry about it. Like, because I don't know of any impressions of me out there. Nobody's ever copped to having an impression of me, so you admitted it, and I thought it'd be something decent. But I mean, and that's why I didn't want to judge.
I got a better Carucci.
We'll let you get to Carucci. But I didn't want to judge it. I wanted Pip, because Pip would have no problem being honest about it. And she said that suck a bag of dicks. So you
It wasn't good. I get it. I acknowledge it wasn't good. I even
so
said
why,
straight up it wasn't
why
good.
Why even say you have an impression of it?
Because
me?
It sounds better when I do it in the car.
When you do it in the car. Well, so yes. this is too much pressure.
You know what it is? It's just, I guess.
Just because I'm looking right at you?
Maybe because I want to work for you again at some point.
I don't know. I'll, that's already done. It's not happening. But, no, I mean, I would embrace.
Rob, go ahead and go for it because he can handle it.
Yes. Thank you. I would embrace a good impression.
Let's see. Let's how about we remake a Davin voicemail? How's that sound?
A Davin voicemail?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, Rob, how's it going? This is it still doesn't sound good. I feel like it doesn't sound good in my own head.
Well, it doesn't sound good in our heads either. At least not mine. Does it sound like me, Pip?
You know what? Something clicked on the line, and so I didn't hear it. So please try it again.
Please don't suck again. What are you doing to the microphone?
I just want to make sure it's on, that's all.
Ew. Here, talk into it.
Test, test, test.
It's on.
We're good to go. Oh, hey, Rob, it's Davin. Hey, I want to know if you're available on September 19th for an MC job at a show that I'm doing in a little restaurant up in Augusta. It is a $75 spot, so if you'd like to come down and do it, I'd love to have you. You just got to drive 300 miles to do it, and you got to pick up three other comics. Okay, do you think you can come down and do that? No, that'd be great. Thanks, Pat.
All right, see, now that's not
it's,
accurate.
It's not.
Because my gigs aren't far away, and I never have you pick up anybody.
And you never pay that much.
No I do. I do. He's taking shots. But I could appreciate it if you were lampooning. It's... But it's the voice. Forget about how awful the dialogue was. Forget about how awful the dialogue was. Because I can't tell about the voice. Pip was the voice on point.
The voice was much, much closer. Yeah.
Really? So I said. Yeah. So I'm a low talker.
Well, you know what? When you're leaving a voicemail like that,
very quick.
It's not that you talk low, but it's like in person, you're more loud and animated, but on voicemail, you're just more, you're more calm and precise, like the way he was speaking, than you are when you're talking, you're all animated and loud, but when you're leaving a voicemail, it is more like that.
All right. Now, as far as entertainment value, I mean, a Bob Gonzo impression is good entertainment value. A Steve Bix impression is good entertainment value. Is an impression of yours truly good entertainment value, Pip?
Sucks a bag of dicks.
There it is. There it is. You are dismissed. And if it was good, she would have given you credit for it. There is no entertainment value in impersonating me. Now, that begs the question, does Rob just suck at impersonations, or am I – there's just no outstanding characteristics that you can take and lampoon? That's the question, Pip.
No, there's definitely lampoon-worthy characteristics, but I think that Rob would really like to work for you again.
No, it's okay. I don't get upset. I don't get upset. So Coach Rob, where should he be doing the lampooning? Help this young lad.
I think that, it's difficult because I don't think that he works with you in the same way that Joe and I work with you, because you would be leaving Joe and I much more threatening, get your shit done kind of message.
Well, Rob doesn't aggravate me as regularly as you two do.
See, so that's the part that's more lampoon-worthy.
Okay.
I'm just giving you information, not as entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty professional when it comes to dealing with comedians.
I can see it.
Yeah, so that means when you're dealing with Joe and I, it's totally different.
Well, you guys, you and Diva Donnie are fucking maddening. I would wish you three on the Trump administration. That's what.
Wow.
That's the type of competence you three instill in me.
Where is Joe?
Well, he's in traffic.
That's painful.
Yeah, I know. But so I could see how you or Joe might have something that could be lampooned, but you guys can't really do the voice. But you feel like Rob's voice was pretty close.
Yeah, the voice was pretty close. That is you on the voicemail.
Here's the actual question for you. Maybe not like on stage in front of an audience, entertainment value, but at a table just sitting bullshitting, entertainment value?
Oh, at a table sitting and bullshitting? I think that if you got into like more of like the kind of stuff that you talk about in the car or after gigs, that kind of stuff, there'd definitely be more meat in there for you to go at him with.
Here's the problem,
like
Pip.
Him just divulging information on a gig, not very entertaining.
Here's Rob's problem. You. I've always been very nice to him. So,
well, that's all I've ever earned, and that's all I ever plan to earn.
Right, I understand that. So, but Pip and Joe, not always. But you have never aggravated me. You have always been very professional and tiring. So like I feel like Pip and Joe need to like coach you to what I might be like when I'm aggravated, because Pip and Joe see that quite often. And I will say whatever I say to them, very well deserved. Cuz I am not one to just snap for no reason, as you will attest. I don't snap on you.
You don't snap.
So,
I've never seen snap.
I think you might be able to. I think you might be able to get an impression of me if you deal with Pip and Joe. But I think the problem is nobody but Pip and Joe, and maybe Diva Donnie, my web guy, will be able to relate to it, because nobody fucking aggravates me like the three.
See, also, if I had a clip, let's suppose that I took a clip like a 30 or 40 second thing of you on the show or something, maybe like a little rant that you did that's like legendary or something.
Oh, I rant. I've talked about good types of rape over tech issues. I will rant.
Well, if I like listened to something and I got used to it, I could memorize the verbal cadence, and I could better replicate it.
The question is, am I known for rant? Am I more known for being professional and low key, or am I known for ranting and flying off the handle?
Depends on where people know you from.
Well, even you.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said, for instance, you.
Oh, for me? Oh, rant.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I know the maniac that's on the show. And the thing is that when we're off the air, you're much more calm. But the thing is, we don't talk much off the air because we save it for the show. So that guy's a maniac.
So the impression of me would be a lampoon of me doing a character of myself. So it's really it's me twice removed if one wanted to do an impression of me.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, we would have to do an impression of fake Davin.
So that's not easy to do. I think inherently I'm not a very interesting impression. I'm not a Bob Gonzo, a Steve Bix, a Pat Lamb that have these quirks.
That's the thing. Your vocal mannerisms are very like straightforward. They're not like outstanding. They're not weird.
There's nothing
or wild.
Outstanding about me.
You said it. I didn't. But
I understand.
But you know, it's like you just don't have a crazy way of talking. Like, you know, Rich Carucci. If you talk to him, he's got a wild way of talking.
All right, give me a little Rich Carucci.
A little bit of Rich Carucci. Well, me and Otto were doing a show down in Atlantic City, and he wanted to get some blow. So we got in a cab, and we found a hooker. And the hooker, we said to her, get us some blow. And she took us to this lousy neighborhood. I swear to God, I thought we were all going to get killed. And then when we got to the show, Otto was so fucked up. Oh, my God, he was so fucked up. We did the show. He did 25 fucking minutes. And after the show was over, the people came over and said, why did you go so short? He said, fuck you.
I think the best part of that impression is the fatness in the voice. Like, the voice sounds fat. Like, you know, like somebody who's really struggling to breathe because they got so much, they're filled with so much water in them. That was the part of Rich I saw for the most part.
Yeah.
The fatness in the voice. Other than that, I'm not sure, but better than the impression of me. Because I felt like you made him sound a little too drunk.
I think that if you were doing an impression just now of a medical calamity, you just aced
Wow, I'm sure this is going to pay off handily once you complete the sentence.
No, you just aced. Oh god.
No, keep going. You're doing fine.
Oh no, I'm doing bad. Congestive heart failure.
Really? All that for congestive heart failure?
Maybe Rich is dying.
I couldn't think of the word. I'm like, water around heart. Ugh.
Yes. Like, yeah, if you were doing an impression of an impending heart attack, you just did it. I wouldn't call that. See, you shouldn't call that Rich Carucci. You should call that heart attack. That's an impression of a heart attack. But all right. All right, I could kind of see it. Kind of see it. But I don't think you're going to be the one.
Got to work on that one in the car, too.
It's better than one of me. I think you're Doug Karf.
The Doug Karf is on the money.
Yeah, I think you have a good Doug Karf. Give me a little Again, this is probably boring for the audience because it's a bunch of zilches. But there are zilches.
Oh, so you're going to do Davin Rosenblatt's show tonight. Tell Davin I said that the steak at that restaurant was awful.
That's a good Doug. Doug wouldn't say it was awful.
I remember we pulled up to a show one time at the Time Warner studio in Staten Island. He pulls up to the window, there's like a security desk or whatever. He pulls up to it, and he goes to the guy. He goes, excuse me, I'm the comedian. Is my shrimp cocktail ready?
That's a good Doug. That's probably your best one. You spent the most time with Doug.
Oh, yeah. I've been very good friends with him.
Doug mentored Rob Apple. Doug used to bring Rob to my shows, drag Rob around, and he'd ask me, Doug would ask me, can Rob just introduce the comics? I go, yeah, Rob could do a couple of minutes. No, just have him introduce the comics. I'm like, it's okay, I don't have a guest spot. Rob could do 5 minutes. No, I just want him to introduce the comics. All right, he could just introduce the comics. He didn't even want Rob hitting my stage.
Oh, I had to prove myself that I was going to professionally bring people up, and then I could earn my minute of stage time. Then I can earn another 2 minutes of stage time.
See, Doug is a hard taskmaster. Imagine doing a radio show with Doug Pip. Imagine that.
Oh, God, that would be interesting.
I don't think that I would be able to survive.
He wouldn't put up with your shit, I'll tell you that much right now.
Pip, you know Doug?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You Star Wars fan?
No.
All right. Then
I have nothing against it. I've just never seen it.
There's no point. And Pip's not a Star Wars. You're not a Star Wars fan either, right?
No, I don't think I've ever seen any of the movies all the way through.
All right. Well, there's no point in talking about Star Wars then. We'll just move on. There's no point. There's nobody else who enjoys Star Wars.
I'd love to say that I do. I mean, like, you know, that I hear, you know, I
women
can't
would
keep
love
up
to
with
say
it.
That you're good in bed, but you know, we're not going to lie.
Cheap shot.
Was it true? Was it true?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Well, they wouldn't love to say it. They just would rather leave.
Such a sweetheart, Davin.
See,
thank
now
you
I'm
so
giving
much.
You now I'm giving you something for the ride home to work on your impression of me, which was god awful. God awful impression of
me. I never said it was good. Did I say it was good?
I'll give you this. It's the only impression I've ever heard of me.
All right.
Because
I guess nobody likes you that much enough to do it.
That could be it. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's respect. Could be respect.
No, see now, nobody hates him that much. Don't you feel the need to make impressions of people that you don't like?
Yeah, thank you, Pip.
No, you see, the thing is, where I come from, if I'm doing an impression of you, that means that I respect you enough to the point that I'm paying such close attention to the things that you're saying and the way that you're saying it that, like, it registers to that point in my head.
Yeah, I don't believe that for one second.
No,
I don't
seriously.
Believe you have that much respect for Carucci.
If I'm paying attention, if I'm paying that much, you don't think I have? I got tons of respect for Carucci. Carucci's the man. Carucci is like up there in the top five people that got me moving in a lot of really good directions. And you're up there, too. You're there. You know.
You just said you don't respect me. And
I was joking.
No, a little hurtful. Shots fired, Pip Yelix. Shots fired.
I know. I think we're going to have to dig out the pellets from the wall.
a little unnecessary. I don't think I deserve
no,
that.
No, no, no. I wouldn't miss. But no. I've Davin is one of the guys that I've known for 12 years now, and I've done. Trust me, if there was no respect, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you would. You just want to be on the air. Yeah. Because you do shit for only people you respect. Who are you kidding?
Listen, who are we going to promote to two people? I mean, holy shit.
Wow. Wow, two people.
No, I'm just joking. What do you usually get? Like, you know, I know that you've had this show for a while. You got it. You know, I'm sure it's real nice, especially around here. It's got to be real nice.
Well, I don't know. We're syndicated all over the country.
That's awesome.
I don't have to read you the fucking resume. Look it up, stupid. I don't have to answer.
I don't have to look it up. I see it all the time. It always pops up in my newsfeed every single week.
There you go. It always pops up to your newsfeed.
For years, man. Even when you got this show, I turned out just like, hey, congratulations. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Yeah. Fine. That's nice.
Yeah, all you're right. Welcome,
I've had enough with Rob. Shall we move on with the show, Pip?
Sure. Yeah. What are you pitching him out now?
No. I mean, at least we got to wait till Joe arrives. So he's got at least another 10, 15 minutes in him. And then we'll decide. Then we'll decide, Pip. But should we do some. What?
I was just going to say, Rob, you know, it's like you better step it up, or at least it's warm out, so when he throws you outside, it's not like into a snowbank or something.
It is warm out.
Well, I think my car's still running.
What? Why is your car really still running?
No, it's not still running.
No.
Just joking. I got a new car, though, since the last time I was, you know, last time I saw you.
Good.
No longer have the Saturn. I crashed it.
You crashed your Saturn?
I crashed my Saturn.
What'd you get, a Geo?
No, I got a Mazda.
Look at you.
Yeah,
good,
man.
Good for you.
Yeah, you ready for this? The story that I crashed it brought me to put a lot more pressure on the comics that work for me, because I was up at City Steam. I was up in Hartford, and I was on 84 getting back to the hotel, because I went and visited my brother who lives in Southington, about 20 miles south of there.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the hotel, this is 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, first show's at 7, and I'm doing like 70. Down 84, just getting to the exit. I'm like a quarter mile from the exit to get to Main Street to get to the hotel. And this lady's like pulling out, and it was my fault entirely. Bam, rear-ended her, destroyed the car, destroyed the whole front end of my car. Airbags deployed, burned my arms, the whole deal. So 4:30, this happens. You know, police come over, fire department. They shut down half the highway. The car is just destroyed. So
caused a traffic jam.
I caused a traffic
jam.
We
fucking hate you.
Yeah, I know. I earned the hatred that day.
Ugh. You and better be dead by the time we get up to you.
People look. Yeah, I know, right? People look in and people staring.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
We hate seeing such incompetence that inconveniences us. Because your stupidity ruins our day, or at least our 10 minutes.
So. Up there better be some blood and decapitation up there.
Like, seriously, have the common courtesy to go through a windshield. Make it spectacular.
Well, thankfully nobody was hurt. I'm delighted about that. So I get back to the hotel. It's like 5:30 by the time I get back to the hotel, get changed, and real quick get right over to the venue at 6:10. So, you know, if I could total my car and still get to the gig, you can fix your fucking flat tire and get to the same freaking gig.
Hell of a message for the young comedians.
Amen to that.
Was the show good?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Pip, why don't you explain what this Ann Jackson shit is? I will play the music, and we will start with this. We'll have Rob participate with us. You ready?
Okay.
All right, explain.
Well, Ann Jackson is a Japanese national, and Ann is not her real name. We use that because she was someone who was scammed by a romance scammer and then came back from that by trying to educate herself about scammers and trying to warn other people about it. And then she propped herself up as a so-called expert by doing videos and such on YouTube. Only she's really kind of incompetent at that and actually ended up leading some people into the hands of new scammers called reload scammers who tried to get more money out of her by pretending they were going to help her get back her initial funds. So she had a whole conversation with Davin over a long period of time and shared with him some of the stuff that scammers had said to her by email and such. And we just go over each of these conversations and try to figure out which Ann are we going to get today, the one that's rational or the one that thinks that these people are the real resources that she thinks she's speaking to.
Got it?
With you.
That's it.
All right. So now explain the game.
Okay, well, the game is, because Anne is speaking English as a second language, and we're mean, she has a lot of verbal tics that we find amusing.
Did you just say we're mean?
Who are you going to call? What you got? Sam
Busters! You there?
Yeah, so we think that some of the verbal tics and, like, phrases that she uses over and over again are really hilarious, and so we try to figure out each week in the conversation that Davin's relaying to us which of these phrases that she's going to use. And she has some favorites, and we try to guess how many times she's going to use them in this week's episode.
All right, so we let everybody pick category. Pip comes up with the category. So, Pip, what are the categories?
Okay, well, this is one of our favorites. The first category is how many times is she going to say, Mr. Davin? And
that's
the second category is how many times will she use the phrase, Idiot Melvin Santos? That's one of the cast of characters.
That's one of the scammers.
And the third category is how many times will she say, Mess media.
She doesn't call it mass media. She calls it mess media. There are parallels between this this Japanese lady and our president. There are certain times I go, I can kind of see similarities. Some of them good. Some of them not so much. All right. So, Rob, take a guess. Take your guesses. And Pip will keep track. How many Mr. Davins?
Five.
Five. How many Idiot Melvin Santoses?
I ain't afraid of no scam. Don't give him
two.
Your phone.
Two.
Oh, no.
And how many mess medias?
Seven.
Oh, that's very high on the mess medias.
Well, I decided to get a little risky on that.
All right, Pip. Now you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was his guess for mess media.
Seven mess medias.
Whoa, all right. You're feeling brave.
Yeah. So, Pip, okay. You can handle the rest.
I'm going to guess that there's going to be seven Mr. Davins.
All right.
I'm guessing three Idiot Melvin Santos.
Okay.
Scam and I'm going busters. For two mess media.
All right. Shall I start?
I think you better call.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, do you call in?
Do I call in?
I'm missing something here.
Well, these are the conversations I've had with this woman.
Oh, okay.
These are the conversations because I'm trying to help her. But it's very high in entertainment value and it's gone on for years. So. This is part of it. You're in the middle of a story. It's like watching...
I love this stuff because I hate these scammers. I hate what these people do.
This is like starring your Star Wars trilogy with Return of the Jedi, which was the third of one of the original trilogy.
Oh, it's the third one?
Like what you're doing right now is you're jumping in the middle. So that's what I'm comparing it to.
Okay.
And do me a favor, guys, because every once in a while, words cut out. So, Rob, if you hear him use one of those phrases and I don't jump on it, would you let me know that he used one?
Sure, absolutely.
This is a conversation that Ann Jackson had between one of her scammers posing as a military man, Miller. We know Miller. You ready?
Yep.
All right, this is Ann saying, please do not contact me. I'm not going to do the me because you're not in studio and Joe's not here.
Okay.
All right, I will. I have special ways of saying certain things, but without Joe and with Pip out, it's hard to do. Please do not contact me. I will deal with my case. Miller goes, I know. Ann goes, goodbye. Miller goes, I thank you. Miller goes, Brown will hear from my boys this afternoon. Brown is a fake FBI guy. That's part of this thing that she thinks is real.
Okay.
So the fake military, the fake army man is talking about the fake FBI man.
And Ann Jackson is the scammer.
No, Ann Jackson is the victim.
Okay.
Yes. And has actually led people to the scammers. And she thinks she's an expert. She's gotten herself all discombobulated.
Okay.
And like people thought that she was doing it on purpose. And that's where I got called in to try to sort this mess out. Brown will hear from my boys this afternoon. Ann goes, you are just doing something stupid. I do not know why you are stupid. Thanks. Bye. Rob's eyes are up like he's just getting his toe wet and he's not. This is nothing. This is nothing.
Nothing.
Miller goes, me? Ann goes, if you want to kill him, there is nothing to do with me. Miller goes, they will announce to you. And we must wonder what that means.
No, I think that, what does that mean? Trumpets are going to come before the pronouncement?
I don't know. But Miller goes,
da, 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 da.
Scammer! Miller goes, they will announce you. Ann says, and I quote, oh, fuck you. Ann continues, there is nothing to do with me. Your gold bars. That was one of the scams. Miller got money out of Ann to help pay for the gold bars to get out of Afghanistan. There were no gold bars, but Ann sent money. This is a common scam. Miller said that he had these gold bars. He didn't have the gold bars.
Of course it doesn't.
No. Ann goes, your gold bars, your money, your shit. Miller goes, and I quote, fuck you too. This is not common for scammers and victims to talk this way.
Wow, yeah.
But they've had enough of each other through the years. Ann goes, you're everything. Do what you want. Miller goes, okay, fine. Ann goes, there's nothing to do with me. I did pay. I paid and paid. And that cost me to go to jail. I have no money. Bye. Miller goes, I don't need your money. Ann goes, I do not need your help. Bye. I found out that everything is wrong. They lie to me. There is no funds. Bye. Miller goes, you found out what? Like, he needs to appraise the situation over here.
You found out what? Oh, please, buddy.
Ann goes, all this is lie. No funds, but I paid a lot. This is bullshit. Miller goes, ha!
He told her.
Ann goes, 24 hours or 3 working days. This is lie. Do not lie to me anymore. Bye. Miller goes, this is what you say to me. After all what happens to me, I tried all that I can to make you know. And that's stupid Brown. Ann goes, thanks. And that's a little racist. That's stupid Brown. Ann goes, bye. Miller goes, did this to me. I am sending out a message now. He is a dead man. Ann goes, what are you doing? Why you do this? Are you crazy? She actually thinks that Miller's going to put a hit on Brown. They're both fucking made up. They could be the same person for all we know. Miller and Brown could be the same guy in a hut somewhere. We don't know.
And they're looking at each other and laughing their asses off. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you put a hit on me, did you?
Much like we are right now. Ann goes, I have no idea what you're doing. Bye. Miller goes, I have lots of everything, including you. Ann goes, threats, all because of Brown. Miller goes, all because of Brown. Ann goes, how about me? I have no way out. I am a dead man, which is hard for Ann to be because she's a woman.
I'm a dead man because I'm a woman.
I am a dead man. Miller goes, wait for the news. Ann goes, what news? Trump says fake news. No, that's not in there. This is from a couple of years ago. Miller goes, bye. Ann goes, what is it? You are wicked. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, I do not want to get involved. I am sick. I am having depression. I cannot work. I cannot do anything. I am dead. Do you hear me?
No, I can't because you're dead.
Good point. Ann goes, bye. Miller goes, I'm trying. Why you talk to me like this? Green want to help me. Green is a Marine. Not really, but that's another character. Who has a daughter, Jennifer, who's been hit by a car and just wants to be with Ann, mummy, that tries to build closeness. There's a whole cast of characters. I'm trying to give you backstory as we do this.
I'm trying to keep up with it all.
Do you have questions?
Who's fake and who's real? No.
Ann is real.
Ann is real.
Ann is real. Everybody else is a scammer.
Okay.
But they've created a world for her, and she thinks they're real.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So you guys got a finger on every single one of their moving pieces.
Yes, okay. We know what's going on.
And this is how elaborate this whole scam is.
Yeah, they've done multiple scams on Anne, layers and layers of scams, so she doesn't know her ass from her elbow.
I got you.
And I'm here trying to figure out what her deal is, and I'm trying to help her. That's what it. Trying to convince her.
And she argues with him.
Although not recently, but yes, historically, yes, in my so-called radio show. Miller goes, I am trying. Why you talk to me like this? Green want to help me. He can raise 300 euros. Ann goes, do not tell me. Ann goes, I am sick. Miller goes, what is wrong? Tell me. Ann goes, are you deaf?
She's reading. Or he's reading.
Ann goes, I am sick. I am sick. I am sick. Do not send me any messages. And Miller sends a crying emoji.
Oh, my God.
Like laugh crying emoji?
No, I'll show you. See? Look. See the little yellow thing? Oh, my. Tears coming out of the emoji. Miller's very upset by this.
This is instant message?
Yes, they're messaging to each other. Okay. Ann goes, do not contact me. Please, do not contact me. Miller goes, I'm sorry. I make you angry. I will not bother you again. Bye. Ann goes, you an FBI man, kill me. This shit lie will spread out soon.
Shit lie?
You heard me. We'll spread out soon. Do I stutter, woman?
Yeah. No, no. It's just, I wasn't sure if it was a shit lie.
This shit lie will spread out soon. I will tell people the truth soon. I also cut ties with you. You really kill me. I cannot believe that I tried to help you. Miller goes, you can't do that now. Ann goes, what I got is to go to jail. You do kill my life. Miller goes, you can't go to jail. Ann goes, I hate this bullshit lie. Miller goes, I message Eric. Eric Bohr is a fake character who worked for the Interpol.
Oh, of course he does. Okay.
Yes. Another real character. To pay for ECC. What's ECC? I'm sure it's a fee of some sort. Miller goes, okay. Ann goes, no need. No need. I have my own way. Do not contact me. You do destroy my life. You do. You are shit. Miller goes, all the fees is left is 300 euros. That's all that's left. Then everything's going to be taken care of.
Oh, that's all she's going to pay.
That's all
why,
she's got to pay.
Why don't she just cut the check and move on? My goodness.
She should just do that.
She should just do that.
Miller goes, please try. Miller goes, Eric sells the bars and pay for ECC. Ann goes, I do not have money. Fuck you. I want to see your gold bars put into treasury. You do destroy me. You kill me. Miller goes, please. I know. Ann goes, you kill me. And then Miller says, and I quote, fuck you too.
Damn. You know what? If I had picked you kill me for a category, I would have been raking it in tonight.
You would have. Instead, we got a shutout here.
Oh, my God. Across the board.
Yeah. Miller goes, you destroy me. Ann goes, you kill me. Miller goes, you and Brown. Ann goes, you are a killer. FBI man, too. Interpol, too. Miller goes, get out. Ann goes, everyone. Miller goes, don't contact me again. You finished me. Brown will know today. So they're going to play the fake characters off of each other. Ann goes, and I quote, you are shit. And that is spelled you are shit. Shorthand for feces. You are shit. You, well, who's this? Is this Joe? No, I thought maybe it was Joe. Joe is tardy. Anyway. You are a killer, Ann says. You all threaten me to pay and pay. Mafias. Killers. I do hate you. Never contact me. You're also a mafia. You do finish me. I will send out the news today. This bullshit lie destroys my life and kills me. You are a real killer. I will see all of you arrested since you do kill me. Miller goes, I know. Ann goes, you kill me. Miller goes, fuck you too. Miller goes, you destroy me. Ann goes, you kill me. Miller goes, you and Brown. Ann goes, you are a killer. FBI man too. Interpol too. Miller goes, get out, everyone. Don't contact me. Miller goes, don't contact me again. You finish me. Brown will know today. It's the fucking same thing. Why does that fucking, why does she send me the same thing twice? I don't know.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Well, we're almost to the end here. Miller goes, me, I will arrest you. He can't because he's in the army. Then she's a civilian, but and not even an American civilian. But she don't know that. Miller goes, you talk to a captain. It is, and goes, it's none of my business. You make my life useless. You are a real killer. Fuck you. I cannot work. Fuck you. Fuck off my life. That's classic.
Did you mention that Ann is a real delicate flower?
Yes.
Extremely.
A shrinking violet.
Oh, I can tell.
Yes. And then we go, Mr. Davin!
Oh, one.
I will try to look for Pauline. That's a scam victim who Ann was in contact with. This woman came to Ann thinking she was an expert and wound up losing money, of course.
Ah, of course.
I will try to look for Pauline's mail address and read it and ask them to contact you. I also sent mail to UN.org from their official website. And then here's another email. This she is sending to criminal Melvin Santos, and she is copied on. Now, Melvin Santos works for he's the Secretary of the United Nations.
No way. Wow, yeah. That's a huge contact to have.
Yeah, now usually you know the Secretary of the United Nations, and no, it's not Dr. Melvin Santos, but that is irrelevant to Anne.
Of course.
Subject, you are a fucking rotten egg. That's the email to the Secretary of the United Nations.
That's exactly what I would say.
You are a fucking
rotten egg.
As one does.
Should we call the segment that, Pip?
You are a fucking rotten egg, absolutely.
Criminal Melvin Santos, you called me bastard after I exposed the truth to you before. What did you say to me? Hey, you are a real one from UN Secretary. You do not reply to Mr. Davin, since you are scared. You are fake. She's wising up. She's starting to get it. Interpol Eric Bohr blocked out everything because he is fucking big boy who took the money from the victims. He's a big boy.
Mm. Oh, she called him out.
Your bank lawyer told me that the funds will straight hit to my account. I paid for the fees, so-called federal tax, and so on. I never get any fucking funds. James H. Miller informed me that I left the funds. It is fucking scam. Jennifer, which is Green's daughter, Jennifer had to go to Scotland, and she got the accident, and she asked me to pay. And she was walking to the bank and got hit by a truck. It happens. She was laid up in the hospital for a while. Poor girl.
Oh, what a shame. She held up this entire transaction. Oh,
well,
I hope she's all right. Is she all right?
She just needs some help from Ann to pay for some things. She said to me that the funds would release her as long as we paid for the fees to reactivate the account. Fucking lies. People judge it as a scam, so you are hiding. It is obvious to see you are scammers. These two U.S. soldiers used me when I did the research. They threatened me. Brown Cotton, too. That's the FBI guy, Brown Cotton. He said I am terrorist group, and I will see my name in the list. Who is a terrorist?
Brown Cotton.
Brown Cotton. I wonder if he is real one from IC3. Shame on you. So that is this week's installment. Rob, thoughts? Your first exposure to madness.
First of all, I never realized how deep it was. I always thought it was just very simple. They send out an email, you respond, becomes like a back and forth until you go and just they tell you where to wire the freaking money, and then they disappear and never hear from you again. I never realized that it was so entrenched that they actually have a scam on top of that.
Yes, it's called one of the scams on top is called a reload scam. So you got scammed, and then they contact you pretending to be authorities to help you reclaim your money.
Right.
And part of that is you have to keep on sending money for various fees and tax clearances and lawyers and all sorts of bullshit. So it's just a scam on top of a scam. Anne has been victims of several scams.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome. I'm glad she never sent out a dime. And she just wasted all these people's time. This is great. Now,
No. Anne has lost lots of money.
Oh, she. Okay.
Anne has lost thousands of dollars.
Oh, she's a legit victim. Okay.
Anne has lost thousands of dollars. The women like Pauline and Rita that I mentioned, they have lost thousands of dollars. Some of it because Anne told her to trust these guys who were scammers. Everybody's lost money here but us.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. So it's very deep. And we kind of feel that Anne might be mentally disturbed. Not quite there.
Okay.
Would you agree with that,
yeah,
Pip?
You can't tell from the way she discusses things with people.
Fuck off my life.
You rotten egg.
I like that. You are a rotten egg.
You're a rotten egg.
So what did you think of the developments, Pip? Were there any real developments?
There weren't any real developments there. I mean, we've heard this before with her yelling at, you know, one scammer about another scammer. So we didn't really make any traction, but it was still very entertaining. And I love to hear Rob laugh at this stuff like we do.
So what are our tallies?
Well, I had a poor showing tonight because we only, out of all the categories, we only hit Mr. Davin and we only got two Mr. Davins. So I'd say there were no winners.
There's no winners tonight. We're all a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess what we're going to do is I'm not going to hold up the show any longer for Joe.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do the plugs that we normally do at the end. We're going to do now because we're not going to do them at the end. Because we're doing two syndicated shows. And then I'll introduce music, and we'll take our musical break. And hopefully in that time, Joe will arrive.
Okay, that's good.
Make sense?
All right.
Unless there's anything you'd like to talk about.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said unless there's anything you want to talk about at this moment.
No, not really.
Okay. You got anything you want to talk about?
We've already talked about my ass, so I think that there's nothing else anybody wants to hear about.
It's not really a show unless we talk about your ass.
I do want to say, though, Pip.
What else would we do?
I don't know.
Pip, I do want to say, though, like, I've seen your name pop up so many times in my feed in addition to the post, and I've heard you come up in conversation so many times. This is a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm just kind of stunned to hear somebody like saying nice things about the show. I was trying to get my head together.
It wasn't about the show. It was about you.
Oh, about me?
Yeah, that was about you in particular.
Yes.
I thought he was talking to you.
No,
oh,
he,
my
no,
goodness.
He was...
Oh, no, that was entirely towards you, Pip.
I'm stunned and shocked.
Well, you know, to be fair, it's a lot easier to appreciate you when you're not here.
No, I'm sure that's not
it's
true.
It's a much better way to go, Rob.
No, I think it's true. I think it's true. I don't think I'm wrong at all. Don't you think it's right?
Well, I'll also say this, too. It's really funny because, like, where your phone is and where Davin has his bottle of Poland Spring water, it almost looks like he put it there for you in spirit.
Yes.
He did. He knows that I get thirsty every once in a while, even when I'm at home.
I'm pouring some off tonight for Pip.
Pouring some. One for my
homies. He left some Poland Spring out for his homie.
Yeah. I'm pouring some off for your ass that has been on the throne all day.
That can't be here no more.
No.
Oh,
today.
Yeah, I need that because all that goddamn super soft Charmin is stuck on it.
Yeah, we gotta get a power washer on your ass.
Yes, thank you, yes.
It feels good. You like it.
Does it? It's like a water enema.
Now we're talking.
Works on sidewalks and butt cracks. Get your very own power washer today.
All right, let's...
Hey, listen to you guys with the romantic talk. I should be there.
Yes.
You like my radio voice?
Yeah, you got a great radio voice. It's just like your impression of me. Right on point. Anyway.
45 minutes past the hour here. We're ready.
Ugh.
Uh-oh. Looks like we got a puker.
That's what they call them, pukers. You're a pooper, he's a puker. Nothing. All right.
That's fine.
Let's thank some people, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. You all right over there?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize that you would be able to hear me. I'm barking like a dog still, so sorry about that.
All right. Environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Wow, wow. That's interesting. A Democrat wins Virginia House race by one vote margin. Wow.
One vote.
Somebody showed up and put her over the top.
Holy shit.
See, as a woman, if it's a guy that voted for you, you give him a blowjob. It's not me, too, because you're initiating. But I'll tell you what, it's a great way to get reelected. Don't you agree, Pip?
Oh, I think that, you know, if you put that as a bumper sticker, a vote for me as a blow for you, you'd get a lot of votes.
You know what? That's great. I like your marketing on that.
Thank you.
And we're taking all the power away from the men who can't be trusted, because the men are pigs. They just grab and take what they want. But we're
but the ones that are really outdo themselves.
Exactly. But so the men are putting the ball, so to speak, in the women's court. But you know,
that's what got them in trouble.
Exactly. But we're saying, hey, we'll vote for you. And you will reciprocate, because realistically, there's not much government can do for us anymore. The government's kind of incompetent in a lot of ways, but a blowjob, that resonates.
That gets something
depends.
Done.
If you hum, it could.
Yeah, exactly. It gets something done if you hum. I mean, really, nobody forgets the congresswoman who blew him. Nobody forgets that woman.
No, they don't.
You're coming out to vote again. You're going on message board showing your support.
Boy, the congresswoman's phone lines have been ringing off the hook.
That's what the Democrats should do. Stop trying to be all anti-Trump and how much Trump sucks. Go, you know what? Trump sucks, but we blow. That's what. Hey, you you know what? I think Al Franken should get on his hands and knees, too. Because you know what? He can redeem himself. He hasn't resigned. Maybe he can please some ladies. Might be time for Franken to, you know, get in there. Elbows deep. Let's go, Al. Let's go.
I don't know. I think this is he's been criticized for using too much tongue. Maybe this is a way that he could actually turn that around.
That's a good point. The women did say it was a sloppy, forceful kiss. But you know what? In the mouth, it's a turnoff. Down below, maybe it's a turn on. Let's go, Al.
There you go.
You don't have to resign just yet, Senator Franken. There's still time. It's time the Democrats do the job that the Republicans are too prudish to do themselves.
Madonna was ready to go.
You could turn this mess around by turning that mess around.
Yeah. That didn't work. All right. Just a thought. We'll move on.
You're such a sweetheart.
Who?
You.
Why? What? She knows. She knows.
He's so sweet to you, Pip.
Pip knew. You got to come with it hard. Yeah, if you don't break it, you're going to be hung out to dry. Listen, we were very tolerant of Pip and her wrangling of congenitive heart failure. We were very tolerant.
Yes, thank you, because the Alzheimer's was very thick and overrunning at that moment.
Yes, we gave you plenty of rope for you to work with on that one.
Thank you.
And like a good girl, you hung yourself.
I did. I know what to do.
Yes, you do. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spreading Productions and me. The next show is scheduled for January 19th, starring Coleman Green. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. Hey, Joe.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or give them a call at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Joe, those are for you. Those are the soaps that you you.
Oh, I love the soaps. Thank you very much.
That the wife buys that you rave about.
Yes.
So Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
We bought you a bunch of those soaps so you can enjoy fragrant flavors on your hands at home.
Very good. It's one of the highlight of my week. It actually is when I come.
I
wash my hands. It's, yeah.
Now you don't have to schlep 3 hours.
It's like there's two things during my schedule during the week. It's washing my hands in the lovely soap on a Tuesday night, and then it's my cardio, bringing my gear up at Fragile Sky rehearsal on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
But that doesn't sound pleasant.
No, but it's cardio.
Oh, okay.
I
would hope the nice foamy flavors of those soaps would be more pleasant than lugging shit.
They are.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want to get you something that we knew you would like. And
Thank you. You
always go on about these. We're the only radio show that talks about how good our bathroom smells the soaps. It's just like.
Oh, I love the soap. And it's very Christmassy in the bathroom this week. You know, you got the nice smelling soap and you got little snowmen on the towels.
Well, Pip gave us the towels.
Oh, I did. Thank you, Pip.
Pip gave us the
holiday. Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
This just in before I do the final plug. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, all-time low approval ratings. A year later, America still hates them.
Somebody had to get elected.
no matter
what side where you are, to vote, somebody had to go in.
At least Hillary has the good sense to hide for the most part. Donald Trump doesn't, but America hasn't forgotten Hillary either. Like, no, we still hate you and the president. You both suck.
That's great.
It's not, because it's our country. It would be if we were running for somebody to run the shop. Unfortunately, they're running the country, and America would rather eat shit than look at either one of them. What are we going to do? I guess 3 more years, and then maybe Hillary can dust herself off and go one more time.
Oh, no. No.
Of course she will. Of course she will.
Heard Bernie's going to try to go for it
again. Less popular than the two of them? Amtrak conductors.
Yeah, what the hell was he doing? 80 miles in a 30?
They were doing 80 miles in a 30. He was saying he was distracted by somebody. Apparently, somebody he was training. Here's the deal. Slow down on a bend. Lesson number one.
Here's what not to do.
Yeah, here's what not to do. We're going to do 80 and not stop.
Ease the throttle there.
But here's the thing. You know, the president right out there.
What, are you blaming Trump for the action?
No.
We're going to go 80.
No, but immediately tweets. This is why we need new infrastructure. Now, we all agree. We do need new infrastructure. But that's not fucking why. This guy's an asshole. Has nothing to do with the infrastructure.
Infrastructure. This should be just straight track, no turns.
Is that what it is? For the flat earthers that are in the Congress.
That's right.
We don't need to turn around bench. Just go 80 straight.
Yeah. I'll be taking away overpasses.
They're in the way.
We'll be doing away completely with them.
Was that your Trump?
I don't have a Trump. I just.
What was that?
That was just.
There was a Trump-like image.
No, we've already been through. Oh, do you have an impression of Joe?
I don't have an impression.
You have an impression.
Although Joe's got great vocal mannerisms. I just don't have them.
Yeah.
How do you? He has an impression of me. Not very good.
What's the impression of Damon?
No, it's not good. I don't want to do it.
We've been through this.
All right. Will you stop?
I didn't say anything.
You gave me perfumey things. That's very nice.
You believe me. You need them.
Yeah.
No, we tried to actually help him with the impressions of me.
Really?
Yeah, Pip tried to workshop it with him.
I don't know if I have an impression of you.
Most people
usually
don't.
It's not good.
And as I said, you, Pip, and David Donnie will have a different experience with me than most regular people do because they don't fucking piss me off as frequently.
Right.
So there is more lampoony aspects of what you could do with me. Most people are very calm and professional. You, Pip, and Donnie are assholes that haunt me.
Thank you. Where did we sign?
You did, and I can't escape.
Yeah. Sorry, you call that your staff.
Correct. So I would actually expect you, if you could do the voice mannerisms, and Pip felt that Rob did a decent job with the voice
good.
With the voice. I would expect if you could do the voice to have actually a funny impression of me. And again, I'm thinking that you could come up with something funny, but you certainly have more material than Rob does, who I've always been very nice to.
I don't know if I could. I never did an imitation of you.
Most people don't.
The one closest. No.
But we did
rules
that.
Rules are rules. But that's the one. That's all I got on it.
That
you're always telling me the man of five voices. Chalk it up to six. So, like five and six.
So if I was in a Bugs Bunny cartoon, and I wore, then you would have an impression of me.
Ooh, yeah, varmint, you're going to MC on Diamo and collect the loot.
If I was Yosemite Sam, you would have an impression of
right.
me. Since I'm not, you got bupkis.
Yeah. Well, I'm the rootin' and tootin' this crowd working comedian that there ever was, this side and north of the Mississippi. This side of the Pecos.
So if me and Yosemite Sam ever have a love child, this is what it might be.
It's when he wears that cowboy hat, I call him the Jewish Yosemite Sam. Have a Nagila, you varmints.
Have a Nagila.
Don't you have an
alley? Ooh, who put pork out? You know I can't eat that.
Don't you have an alley to slink down with that outfit on? Shouldn't you be running from the coppers right about now?
Now, I explained to Rob, when I get here, I am just exhausted, so which is not good for radio. But nonetheless, I wake up. So basically what I do is I sit here. My hat comes off in a little bit. Then my jacket comes off. Then I settle
it's
in.
It's the worst striptease ever.
It is.
It's the only striptease where you wish they would stop. Okay. All right. Side-Splitting Productions. All your entertainment needs. I got two Santas here. You want to hire a Santa, there's still time. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
Right.
Or you could call us 551-404-3094. All your entertainment and comedy needs. Rob, what you got going on this week, or what social media? What do you want to promote?
Oh, my God. Please feel free to go ahead and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rob Eppel Comedy, not hard to find. And please follow my comedy club, Comedy Haven at Molly Maguire's in Clark, New Jersey. Well, certainly would, you know, if you like comedy, we just had Davin up there not too long ago.
This is true. And
Davin did a great job. And,
thank you.
You know, it's a fun little room, right, Davin?
It's a great room. I definitely recommend going to the Comedy Haven at Molly Maguire.
That's right. And I'll be there in a couple of weeks, I believe, second or third week in January.
January
19th. So I'll be there too, so looking forward to it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going
to
be cool.
There you go. Pip, now's the time to promote your husband's radio show.
Yes, excellent, because you should listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. He's the afternoon drive DJ from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. He's funny. He plays really great music. You should listen in. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
See, we let her do her plug.
Yeah.
We were nice this week. We're in the holiday spirit.
Yes, jingle bells.
Jingle bells. All right, Joe, what are you doing this week?
Nothing much. Just take it finally, just finishing the Santa stuff and taking a breather. However, just keep posting. The next couple of weeks, you'll be seeing some things from Fragile Sky. We'll be updating our page. We'll be having a Twitter page with upcoming gigs. So check that on out. We're going to be doing some live music videos. So please check
music
us on
videos.
Out. Well, we're going to be doing something in the studio. Basically, what we're doing is you'll see a lot of bands doing something in the studio, doing a song. So what we're going to do is we're going to start filming. And filming some of the songs that we do and posting them on our Facebook page. So we plan on doing that in January. So take a look at that.
There you go. Going to post them on YouTube?
Pretty much, yeah.
Going to make a YouTube channel?
Yeah, that's an idea, too.
You guys are on top of the ball, as always.
Believe me, I spent a lunch hour putting together a marketing meeting, and I had it, and it was like about 3 minutes after rehearsal. I was like, I worked through lunch, but
poor baby.
But we'll get it cooking. We'll get it cooking.
All right, on the break, new music from Mariah Thomas with "Why Do I Need You," and then it's the Playing Shadows with "Mellow." And of course, you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com. When we come back, we'll do some Santa Hell gig stories. We're going to do two syndicated versions of the show, some more music tonight. We'll be right back.